So are you just going to ask me questions and I can answer it and then we'll go from there? And you can edit out anything that makes me look stupid or if I say something really messed up that needs to be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how much we hate Scott guys.
Just in my tickle.
I want to.
How you doing, people?
Wake up, feel fine, grab my baggies off the clothesline. I want to wake up, restore, thinking back on the night before. I said yeah, then I did it. Having
it
not a
feels
second
like a rape
thought.
Dungeon in here.
Oh, I know exactly what he tastes like.
I said yeah, then I did it. La 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 la.
Just your mic, homie.
No, 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 no. You cannot buy the beer. Beer!
Close your eyes.
No, 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 no. I always blame the beer.
Okay, here's the show.
Sick of trying to figure this all out by myself while you shove quesadillas right, down your throat.
Ridiculous. The fuckers look good.
So let's talk about this whole trip made you feel manly and shit. What does that mean? You built a fire, so now you want to fight everybody?
That's it. Pretty much.
Okay, were you doing jujitsu around the fire, or are you just...
A little taekwondo.
Oh, look at you.
I'd say it like a white belt level.
Yeah, you said it like it was very intimidating. All right.
Eating a quesadilla.
Yeah, I see that. What you got in that thing?
Avocado and chicken.
Chicken avocado.
Little salt and pepper.
Yeah. You should definitely feel manly then.
A little Tabasco.
Okay. Tabasco helps.
A little bit of man cheese.
Yeah, I see that. That is a intimidating looking sauce you got on the side of your lips. Whoa. Oh, man. I should record this for the Facebook.
Fighter and the Kid.
Oh,
I can't stop listening to that shit.
It's so good, man.
It's so fucking good.
Yeah, they're fucking funny, man. Shab's kind of a dick, but...
In the best way, though.
I get, yeah.
Not in a way that I want to, like, be the brunt of that all the time. Mm-hmm. You know me, I'd freaking have panic attacks every day.
Yeah, I can't do that to you. Your but fucking head would explode.
Hearing him talk shit to Kevin.
Oh, God. The funniest shit. Okay, Boomer.
Dude, Boomer.
Okay, Boomer.
I can't stop saying Boomer, dude.
Okay, Boomer. I don't even know what it means. I just think of Boomer Esiason.
Baby Boomer.
Or Boomer from Chris Berman.
I think they're saying Baby Boomer, right?
Okay, I don't know. I'm too old. Maybe I'm a Boomer.
That's a new thing on Twitter that they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Is they're calling like Baby Boomer people that are on there bitching. Yeah. Shut up, Boomer.
Oh. And that upsets people.
Yeah, and it's like a trigger word to the Baby Boomers.
I don't think I have a triggered word.
I don't either.
Can we find one? Let's find one for each other.
I think I have one, but...
Mushrooms. I
you
hate fucking...
Just find it.
Fucking hate mushrooms.
So we call you Mushroom Top?
I guess. Mushroom. Mushroom Tip. Talk about Joe shitting himself? Joe, did you shit yourself today?
Not yet. They ain't over yet,
did you pull the old fucking Charlie special?
There's a debate here. We recording? We got something live?
Are we recording, you dick?
Okay. I didn't know
fucking.
Off.
No wonder no one listens to us. We're so fucking unprepared and unprofessional. No,
I was prepared. You were prepared.
Well, this fucking guy's shoving quesadillas in his fucking mouth, bragging about eating avocado, feeling like a man because
exactly.
He lit a fire in Kentucky. Gives a fuck.
One fire.
One fucking fire.
I heard it was gas fireplace.
It probably was.
Flip switch.
It's probably electric.
Yeah, I'm half feeling like shit tonight. I don't know what that's about. I've been looking forward to recording and shit. And...
Yeah, I hope you ain't got that bullshit. You got stomach flu. You'd know, man. It just everything just happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's nothing you can do. Literally, there's nothing you can do.
Well, one of those things where you eat the upset stomach, the watery mouth. You feel like you're gonna be sick.
Did you eat?
Yeah.
Oh man. No, I'm good. I got
I'm
a water.
Good. I got it, man. Thank you.
I'd like to record a podcast show, episode number 20
episode
of Adjust
20.
The Mic.
Adjust the Mic.
Post-Thanksgiving party here.
What's that?
I think I got some poop buckets from your work if you need.
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. If I got a poop, I'll just poop right on the counter.
What'd you have for dinner, Joe?
What'd I have? Oh, a chicken Caesar wrap at Beef O'Brady.
Were you feeling sick before that?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, I was kind of feeling shitty. Honestly, so Saturday was... The anniversary of Paul passing away, Paul Nichols.
Yes, yes.
So we went up to Rusty's and stuff, and man, I go too hard on that night, man. I know I do. You're rocking Jameson and drinking and going out.
I knew that was going to happen.
And come Sunday, man, I was miserable. And dude, I don't feel like I've been right since. I feel like I'm just a little off.
Yeah, well, getting older, you can't. It's episode 20.
Yeah,
we're 20. We're so fucking old. We don't even do an intro on Adjust the Mic.
Yeah. Can I say something?
You can. Well, since you're back and ready.
I missed you guys. You started getting a little, you know, lovey-dovey with us on the text earlier, Charlie.
He actually was.
Yeah,
I was
saying
the same thing. Like, I missed not doing the show last
week.
Yeah, agreed.
Sure.
We were talking about that over your place on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, because Joe came to my house on Thanksgiving. Thanks, by the way, for that.
How was that?
Dude.
Good, man. Well, I got there after the food had wrapped up. I was, you know, running around. I had my stuff to do and went over to
which
Rachel
taco
Mace.
Party was better?
Oh, man, we killed mine a long time ago.
So you didn't do yours?
No. Yeah, when we had that conversation.
You did not copy him?
No, I didn't.
You stopped. Okay.
I refused.
We had,
wanted to make sure.
We had people in and out all day. We had a margarita machine. We had the cheese fountain was a problem. Cheese was a little too thick.
Good in theory.
Okay, I got a text with a burn mark.
No.
That a cheese burn?
That was me.
Oh, God, no.
We had a neighborhood kickball game. That was me running uphill on the concrete and busting my ass. It was so bad. And nobody got it on video. There was a camera there. There was a video. And nobody got it. And I went down hard, son.
What was the outcome of that? Because you were talking that night
I'm
about
good,
everybody
man.
Cry laughing.
I'm good.
Did everybody just, like, bust out?
When Patricia got hit in the face with a kickball. So... She tried to catch it. She tried to catch it. Mashed her right in her fucking face. This is my explanation for this. Ava wasn't doing good. She's not a kickball player.
Okay.
So she was up, and I was on third, and she kicked it. I was running home no matter what. Because
you're trying to steal home.
She kicked it. I wanted her to get the run.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, you know what? KT, I hope you're listening. You didn't hit me. You didn't tag me. I scored. But I went down.
Look at Rodriguez over here.
I went down, a roll, jumped up real quick, ran a base, everything's good, got up, and I was like, oh, my fucking hand is hurting. But we won 9-1.
There you go.
9-1.
That's a pretty good win.
We got that ass.
Yeah, you did.
It wasn't a Scott Foote over-dramatic issue, but he was telling me there were some things moving around in there. I think I broke something moving loose in here.
And I'm wrong. I'm good. It's fine.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's fine now.
Have you used it for any?
I worked out
yet?
Today. I lifted today, which I was a little worried about.
Yeah.
And
have you used it from every angle?
I've jerked off backwards.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've lifted.
Well, there you go. If you can do those two things, your hand's good.
I'm good to go, man. I don't need
nothing else. Cool.
So I'm good. Yeah, everything's fine. But it hurt. Oh, it fucking hurt. Listen, man, when you're in your 40s and you fall, it just hurts.
Yeah. None of that just
shit does hurt.
Roll and spring. Yeah.
All the time. And I rarely fall, but man, oh, I tumbled. I'm sure it was fucking.
We're at the age now where we fucking fall, and we like wind up in like a rehab center getting fucking like you with the leg.
Fucking hip issues.
My leg
exactly.
Fully healthy.
But we had, listen, man.
For months now.
We had a bunch of great food. We had people bring food, had people bring drinks. They would come get a margarita and a taco. We would go across the street and get real Thanksgiving food. It was just it was awesome.
Good times.
Hell yeah, man.
It was what Thanksgiving's meant to be. There was no drama, no bullshit. Come hang out. It was
awesome.
Good.
Thank you.
Tony showed up. Scalzi showed up. We had a bunch of people in there.
Was Tony Thank rocking the stash?
Tony did have
Love you, brother.
I saw that online, dude. He posted a post with a shout out to Tony's mustache.
Exactly,
he used to be from Super Troopers.
Fucking rock that shit,
What's
brother.
What's his name?
That's a secure motherfucker to wear a fucking mustache.
What's the guy's name on Super Troopers?
Farva?
No, the guy with the Indian dude with the mustache.
Oh, I forget.
I don't remember. But yeah, I know exactly.
I forget. He's
got the complexion.
He's borderline.
Now he's got the mustache. He just needs a fucking super hat.
He's like Vietnamese Freddie Mercury.
Nice.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I like that. That'll work.
That's good.
But more manly.
Yeah.
That's good.
Hey,
definitely
hey,
more manly, Tony. Shout out, Tony.
That's funny.
Man. Exactly right, man.
Scott went to Kentucky.
All right. Yep.
How'd that go in Kentucky?
Went pretty good.
You drink some whiskey?
I sex with any relatives?
Drove up.
No, wondering.
Tried a couple.
Right, fair enough.
They were distant cousins, yeah. But they ran.
Hmm.
We had a great time, man. We drove up. Here's the cool thing. Charlie, I can't do this. You can't put your leg up like that and just show that to me right now.
You're getting some right down the tube, right
you
down
see
towards
this
the
right
old.
Here?
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Okay, we'll talk about that, but okay. I can focus.
We'll let the fuck do you think you are?
Now I can focus. Jesus
Christ. Look, plus, Charlie's getting all skinny now. He's like putting his leg up.
Dude,
all
look
relaxed
at this. Like, he's
shit.
Got little tiny legs. He's like, what did you do over Thanksgiving? Did you, like, do a fucking, like, did you run?
I did. I ran Thanksgiving morning.
Did you stop?
And didn't do shit the rest of the time.
You just ran?
But it was 30-something degrees, and I ran this morning. I thought I was going to die.
His, like, athletic left leg is touching his right hip.
Dude, like, he can wrap
like
his,
yoga position.
Like he can wrap right. his leg over his neck.
Oh, DDP
he's
yoga.
Like, he's doing it.
DDP
yoga.
Do it. Oh, I can't do it.
His tattoos are all, like, half the size now.
I'll try to do it. I'll try. I'll stretch it? And see if I can get over my head within the next month.
They've gotten, like, tight and, like, a lot darker and more crisp.
That's it, man. Professional work.
So you got a problem problem with my painted toenails.
Now you wear a Taco Bell shirt. Can't wear it when you're skinny.
First, I'm not. Skinny's not ever going to be a thing for me.
That's pretty skinny.
Thinner.
But you're
talking. He's like, I want to take pictures now. Like, let's do some Christmas pictures.
You're talking
you
shit.
You want to do all these pictures now that you're the skinniest one of us all.
You're talking shit about my painted toenails.
Yeah, I'm talking shit about those painted toenails.
I actually let it ride. Well, I figured if you got a daughter at some point, your daughter's never painted your toenails?
This is what
no.
happened.
Never?
You want
no.
Just assumed that's the way it went.
You want to get into Kentucky?
Your
son
paint yours?
No, I've got a son.
You
want to
get into Kentucky or you want to get the skinny on this real quick?
Let's just get the skinny.
Because you can't fucking concentrate. You keep staring at my shit.
Yeah, I can't. You
okay,
do
so
that
Santa's little teller and Cherry, the two elves, they showed up not after Thanksgiving. Them little fuckers. So somebody thought it would be funny that they left a note that said, paint daddy's toes with the toenail polish in the elves' hands. So.
That it? There we go.
The kids have to follow the elves' rules.
Absolutely.
So, you didn't do it.
We just got back from Kentucky.
They're supposed
totally
to travel
forgot.
With you, fucking dick.
I just fucking forgot about L.
You're a terrible.
It's not too late.
Stevie's right up there.
Let's
it's
get
not
him.
Not too late.
So listen.
I'll have to do it tonight.
So the kids painted my toenails. That's
thanks
it.
For reminding me.
Yeah, well, they're late as fuck, bro.
Like, the last time you painted your toenails was with
that was
boy
just,
Jake the Snake,
that was
right?
just to intimidate Jake, because Jake ain't with that shit. Like, he's... I don't like no men. I don't like men with no painted toenails.
He just had the feet. Like he had like he'd take his shoes off or he had his flip flops and he had one big toe that was just majestic, bro. Like it just like just went
big.
Like it just kept
swooping
going.
Swooping.
And then like
horn.
He would arch his feet in a certain
way. It was a shoehorn, bro.
And dude, that thing. Yeah, dude. And one day Charlie came in and painted his toenails and kind of matched up with him.
It's impressive.
He was so uncomfortable, man.
I like it.
Yeah. I kind of am too when you do that.
But yeah, that's what happened, man. The elves told the kids too, so they went at it.
What are the elves' names?
Santa's Little Teller.
Okay.
In Cherry.
Where did Cherry come from?
Lido's.
Okay.
There you go. No, makes sense.
I
was there.
She came from.
I was going with it.
Cherry forever.
She came from where all the elves come from.
I think I met a Cherry there before.
The North Pole.
North Pole player.
Okay.
Here come the kids. We can't talk about anymore.
We have Stevie.
You have Stevie?
Yeah, his name's Stevie.
We got Chauncey.
Chauncey.
God, that's the best one.
I like Chauncey.
I do too. Does he do chores for you and shit?
He seems to. Some things
is
done.
He a butler?
I noticed it's always him the one that comes out first. He's the one that doesn't listen.
Yeah. Okay.
Go play. Go play Johnny Appleseed. Yeah. Or I'm going to tell Chauncey on you.
Yeah. That's the best part, dude. Yeah. That's the best part.
All the other kids are in there wanting to chill and watch TV, and he's like,
the
funny
thing is,
party.
Jack just literally like 3-point stance right through Allie's door. Just
yeah, he really
crushed
did.
In there.
As unforgivingly just busted the door down. Okay, let's get back now that we're good with the toe thing, and you can stop fucking looking at my toes.
We talked about that. Let's go back to Kentucky.
Let's go back to the
backwoods of Kentucky.
11-hour drive.
Ugh.
That's miserable. On the way up, it was just easy as hell, man. No traffic, no issues. On the way back, not so much. We had rain from
you
Kentucky.
You left the whole weekend before.
All the way, all the way to the Florida border, and then it just, boom, turned to sunshine.
Really?
And Sunshine State.
Then I-10, I'm like, I-10 wasn't bad at all. As soon as you get to that 285 and jump on the 95, you have 90, you're going 80 to 90.
Yeah.
Then you're going 10.
Right.
Yep. Yeah.
Then you're going 80 to 90, and then 10.
Yep.
So, like, it took twice as long as it should have, probably now 95.
That's awesome.
And when you know that's the tail end of a long drive.
Exactly. Yep.
That's the one you want to be the smoothest.
Yeah.
It's like,
sucks.
Disney Plus both ways made the trip so much easier.
Oh, yeah.
Because
dude.
I just would throw on a movie and the kids would lay there in their blankets and just like lay in it, watch the movie.
Yeah.
And I'd drive and listen to the movie.
What are they, got iPads or something back there they're playing?
Yeah,
with
I just put it on my phone.
Okay.
On the glass, you know, and just hit play so you could hear it. So it wasn't big. So it wasn't like a big old thing, but it just made the drive something to think about.
Perfect.
You know what I mean?
That's cool.
Because I was trying not to eat and snack the whole way.
Yeah, bro.
That's the worst part.
Did you get wrap snacks?
Dude, yeah, snacks.
Do you get wrap snacks?
What's wrap snacks?
Are you serious?
We talked about this. Like, what is a
wrap snack?
Wrap snacks are potato chips,
okay,
but they have like a current wrapper on them, meaning like a professional like artist, a rap artist. And they're like, I don't know how they're this fucking good.
Really?
Yeah. We hit some random hole in the wall and found them and tried.
I don't even remember. Dude, you guys talking about it.
The best one is the Migos.
Yeah, the Migos one.
Okay.
Sour cream and ranch.
Sour cream and ranch.
I've never seen them.
Dude,
I'll have to try them.
And they're like massively like over flavored, so they're fucking great.
Okay.
Yeah, you die for sodium intake.
We did,
yeah, okay.
The kid, like Silas will do gummy something, Sour Patch Kids or something of that nature. Me and Allie, we're straight at Reese's Pieces. Yeah, we'll buy the big old bags of Reese's Pieces and just a couple at a time the whole way.
Fucking E.T. it all the way there.
Dude, those shits are fucking good.
So you had a good trip though?
Great trip. Nice. I got to say, my brother and I cooked.
Cool.
And that was great. We actually
kind of
nailed it.
Awesome.
Yeah,
just
kind of nailed
it.
Good.
You got all the cousins playing, fighting around. Yeah. They have a lake. This is the only cool thing I want to talk about is the lake in the back. It's a reservoir. It's Barron River, and it's in Glasgow, Kentucky. It was man-made, so they actually tore down a road at part of this. The river was there, and they dammed it up, you know. Mm-hmm. And every winter they have to lower it like 25 to 30 feet. Because in the springtime when it rains
and
everything and the frosting of everything, then it would flood up, you know, and they have a lake house with a boat and like a dock and everything.
Damn it, man.
So we would take the little golf cart down the trail down to the, you know, side of the lake. And then we would just walk. It's like a desert. Like if you had a metal detector.
Yeah.
Dude, it would be badass. Like, I bet you'd find wedding rings from people that were boating and lost it or something.
Really?
Because you're in, like, anywhere from 5 to 20 feet of water, and it's empty.
All of a sudden, just
we found
gone.
Arrowheads, a lot of Indian money kind of stuff.
Nice.
Fossils.
That's cool.
And kind of just went through and just had a blast doing that.
Well, that's good.
That's cool.
And
shit.
Kids got all muddy as shit.
It. There you go. It's fun, man. It's a good time.
There's bear tracks. And all kinds. You all saw the pictures on Facebook.
I was like, we had a lot of good pictures. A lot of good Scott Young growing up
school
age pictures.
Oh, did you see the one my brother posted? When
you were wearing that dress? When you were wearing that.
And it looks like a damn cum stain on the bottom of it because of the way you took the picture. Yeah. But the actual picture is not like that.
Right.
Sure, bud.
Yeah.
I have about 10 more pictures that are 10 times worse than that.
The question about that picture is, were you wearing pants?
No.
Okay,
I was in underwear. It was underwear.
Okay, yeah, I was like, there's no way
to
pants.
I had whitey tighties back then. When I was that age,
well,
I wore
that age, yeah, everybody did, I think.
So
they didn't have
my mom has pictures
then.
Of me in whitey tighties.
I had lace.
With my hands and my pants sleeping with Scooby-Doo underwear on.
There you go.
Like, she's got all those pictures and I got them all now.
That's amazing.
And my brother caught that one before I could get him out before he walked in the door.
Oh,
so
that's always good.
Like, shit.
I'll give you a little funny, tidy, whitey story here, real quick, and then we'll move on to something different. So, out of high school, I decided I need to do something to get out of this fucking town, man. I'm going to go in the military.
Okay.
So, I fucking got my old fucking fat ass into shape, and I was running and doing all the right shit. And my dad was, you know, ex Air Force. So, I was set to go up to Jacksonville to MEPS and leave on a Monday. I was up there on a Saturday. And he told me, he goes, hey, listen, you know, they have a physical fitness thing you're going to do up there. One of the rules, though, is you got to wear tidy whities because they make you do like a crab walk, make sure you don't have like a hernia and all this shit. They're checking you. I was like, all right, so no problem. So, of course, I get up there and like, all right, guys, you know, strip down your underwear. We need to do some testing or whatever, some walking around or whatever. I'm the only fucking dude in tidy whities.
That's so awesome.
Basically just did it to fuck me. It was pretty funny, though.
That's so awesome.
So then, of course, I get done. He's like, hey, how was it? He's like, how were your underwear? Whatever you think. And I was like, God damn it.
Fuck, that's next level shit.
So, yeah, dude. I'm like 22 years old. Everybody's like looking at me like, what the fuck is this guy doing wearing tidy whities?
Fucking loser.
Exactly.
Where's your silk boxers?
Oh, do y'all ever have the dreams where you're like naked in school or whatever?
Everybody
like,
does.
Yeah, your pants,
everybody
all that kind of
does.
Thing. That's totally one of those.
It was. And he just peace gripped me with that one. That's
pretty
funny.
Joe, Thanksgiving.
All right, well, Thanksgiving, I was actually in town, so Thanksgiving Day, I only had the boys in the morning, so we hung out a little bit, did some stuff at the house, but not an actual Thanksgiving kind of thing. Got out of there, went over to see Rachel Mays and Dave.
Yeah, man.
Over to the house. They had a pretty good spread going on over there.
They usually do.
Yeah, so got to see them and some family and stuff. You know, I see them every holiday, man. It's just kind of one of the things I always do. Been friends with them forever.
Yeah.
And left that little rager and decided it was time to swing by the old Lord household. got there a little later, of course, and a lot of people kind of wrapped up. But Charlie and Patty were feeling pretty good there.
Yeah, we were hanging out, man.
Having a good time.
Yeah, we had a good time. Yeah, we had a good time because, you know, when everybody leaves, you get to unwind a little bit.
Yeah.
So that's it. We cleaned up. And
were you drinking from the morning on?
No, I had a couple Tito's, man. Yeah. A couple Coronas.
Nice. Something to get him happy. He wasn't falling down or
no, I was good, man. We were good. We had a good night. We had a good day. Yeah, we did Christmas decorations Saturday.
Dude, you guys are on it, man. Yeah.
I've had my fucking tree up for like a week and a half.
Dude, what the fuck?
We did all of it in one day,
I always wait till after December.
It was 8 hours after December.
Like December, after the first, few days, like that next weekend or whatever.
What is it today? It's the fucking
third.
Okay, do I need a tree up for 40 days and then it's dry?
It's December 3rd.
I know.
Don't make
you gotta keep it up for you gotta keep
fucking,
it up past New Year's
for your
and
laziness.
I don't.
For your elf not being here.
Okay,
no Christmas tree.
Do you take your tree down on the 26th?
You're poor kid.
Do you take your tree down on the 26th?
Roughly, yeah.
No, I do it New Year's Day.
New Year's Day.
Well, I'll tell you, Christmas falls on the Wednesday this year, so I'll take it down that Saturday.
Okay, where's your Christmas tree? Where's your elves? Where's your candy canes? You're a dick. You're a dick.
Maybe he's Jewish. Relax.
Tomorrow we're going.
Are you Jewish? I'm sorry if you're Jewish.
Tomorrow we go get a live tree. We'll probably go
okay.
up tomorrow.
Sit down and relax. Eat your avocado fucking quesadillas and don't worry about it. Who cares about Christmas?
Go fucking run and pick me up a fucking tree and run it back over here.
There you go.
Shit, jeez, you can probably do it before I can drive there and back. Probably fucking hitch a ride with those freaking toenails.
Dude,
there you go.
You know what I did get to do on this time off was spend time
paint your toenails.
My kids did that. With my niece, Charlotte.
Seal them.
Brother in the fam, right?
Yeah, my brother was down, man. We had
to see baby.
We had a blast, man.
I get to see my son's baby, too, so that's awesome.
Dude, it's your son has a baby.
My brother's has a baby.
Okay, you said your son.
My brother's son, did I say?
Yep, nope, you just did that. You said your son's baby.
Your son's baby.
My brother's.
I just caught I caught your fuck up finally live.
Damn it.
There you go.
I'll cut that shit out. That never
happened. I got a question. My brother's daughter, Charlotte, my niece, perfect baby. Does not cry.
Dude.
Does not get upset.
Zayden did not cry at all.
Like, doesn't that. I told him, I was like, you know what? I'm a little fucking mad.
Walks
about
around,
it.
Smiles, big old smiles everywhere.
I'm upset about it. Like, I kind of want you to deal with that. But
Maddie's
we'll see how
like that, too.
We'll see how she is in her.
Really?
When she's two.
Mm-hmm.
She's only six.
It's
got
to change eventually.
Is it a new thing? Is that our DNA so off? Like, our DNA was kind of like hit or miss. But then, like, the younger generation,
neither
all their DNA
like
is just, like,
I don't
perfect.
Think so.
Ava was a hard fucking baby to deal
was
with.
She?
Oh, my God.
I never would have guessed that.
Dude, Ava's the total opposite. She's, like, the easiest human ever.
She wouldn't sleep.
She just, like, just
oh,
so
she's,
easy
yeah,
and nice and just perfect.
Now it's whatever, but she was, it was tough, man. She would not sleep. It was bad. And their baby, Charlotte's just, she's perfect, man. So that
it's
was
awesome,
cool.
Man.
That was good. And I don't know what else.
You got some time with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, the rest of the weekend was pretty relaxed for me, too, man. Saturday was, I got the kids back, so we did our Thanksgiving actually at the house on Saturday.
Nice.
My mom came over, did a bunch of cooking, got some food, got everything rock and roll. And then they went back to their mom's around 3, and I went out to Orlando to see Incubus, actually.
Okay.
Not a bad show. I will tell you the one thing about Incubus. I like their old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I despise their new stuff. Their new shit is just pop disco garbage, and I can't fucking listen to it.
Fungus Among Us and Science, dude. Those two albums are so good.
Yeah.
Science.
Well, that's a good transition, and before we go to that transition, I want to give a shout-out. I went to a comic place in Kentucky.
Okay.
It was like 25 miles from my mom's place. It was called The Archives.
Okay.
It was Mike McKinney was the owner.
Nice.
The coolest. He was like probably 60 years old.
Nice.
Old school comic book place. Dude, he knew everything. He just talked.
Really?
I
bet you two had
a great time.
Talk
about
just
rabbit
fucking
hole.
Hours
it
of
got
fucking
to a
rabbit
point
holes.
To where I was even trying to ignore because I was trying to focus and go through some books. And you get when you're going through comic books, like your eyes just like stare into space almost.
You're in the zone.
And then you're trying to listen, you know, and trying to pop up and talk. So cool. Gave me a freaking great deal on a bunch of comics. And
nice.
I told I was going to shout him out.
Cause nice job.
He's going to listen to the show.
Nice. John Mike McKinney.
Hope
way
so.
To take Scott.
Shout out to Mike.
Hole.
I didn't
Good
know 60-year-olds listen to podcasts.
You
Good
go,
for you.
Dude, he's the man, dude. He was so cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
Nice. Awesome.
Transitioned into...
And we're talking about music, aren't we?
The game, the competition, right? Or the new bit.
Yeah, the new bit, right? I don't know what you want to call
it. He fucked up again. He did competition.
It's competition. Well, Jesus, if it's competition, I won.
Hey, I'll flub a lot, so I'm going to put a dollar cup out here.
All right, Flubber. Let's listen. Let's figure out what song do you want to do first.
Let me start.
Okay. Do your thing. That's fine. I'm okay with that. Oh, shit. You guys actually have pieces of paper. I should have it on my phone.
Okay. Well, I got next week.
Crack the Sky?
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, first off, the song's, it's like the length, what was it, like 5 or 6 minutes?
Yeah, it's like 5 minutes.
Yeah, like five.
Dude, very easy to listen to.
Oh, yeah.
Straight through. Very crisp. You know, very good, like, all around.
Yeah.
Then I read, you know, it reminded me of some Emerson, Lake, and Palmer stuff.
Yeah, there.
That was very instrumental, but like just more modern, okay. and but more probably even thought out. Mm-hmm. I would say, you know,
yep.
And I have it added to my iTunes.
Absolutely. Awesome.
Like it was really good. I love the story. The story that you gave us that you printed out,
mm-hmm.
was about the you know, there was some suicide.
Right.
Yeah. And it was the drummer's daughter, the drummer's sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When she was 14, she was getting bullied.
Yeah.
Took a bunch of pills and died.
Exactly. And
hence the name Sky, right?
Her name was Sky.
And there's a whole thing behind that and the partnership that made that particular song.
Yeah.
Because there was, you know, some other people, band members, they knew like 11 or 12 people as a band that have committed suicide in their circle of people.
Yeah.
So that's much insane, so that I saw that it almost broke up the band. They had that much of a hard time with it.
Yeah.
With their own interpretations of what to do. Yeah. That's pretty decent.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
But
turning a tragedy into something so great, man. That's what makes it impressive. Amazing. You know?
It was a good song.
Should I read part of this real quick?
Yeah, that's up to you.
I printed it out just so the audience can kind of hear a little bit about the show, other than just us kind of do a quick.
Yeah.
It's Cracking the Sky is the fourth studio album by American heavy metal band Mastodon.
Right.
Released on March 4th, 2009, Reprise Records. It went to number 11 on the Billboard 200.
Which, that was pretty impressive.
Australia album debuted number 19. Let me see here. Making of Crack the Sky. This album represents the element of ether, which is represented by the souls and spirits of all things, a theme closely related to the context of the album. The elements of fire, water, and earth have already been represented by the band's first three albums, Remission, Leviathan, Blood Mountain, and the band's seventh album, Emperor of Sand.
Shit's going down over there.
Amazing. What the fuck was that? Stranger Things?
Stranger Thing. Yeah.
Nice.
Everybody's calling me now because we record on Wednesday night, so everybody calls me on Tuesday. So now that you guys are doing Tuesday,
now it's all fucked up.
Dude, look at this.
My shout out to Nar Nar. He was breaking balls earlier.
Everybody's calls in now.
Yeah.
But anyway.
The song, it's a great song, man.
Yeah, dude. The song but the meaning and everything, kind of like they have different albums that all represent a different element.
But when you hear the meaning of the song, you want to go back and hear it again and go, oh, shit.
You start to think about it.
Yeah.
You know, so when I went in, I listened to it probably 15 or so times.
Yeah.
Very good.
Should I listen to it probably 15 times a day?
Yeah.
I was riding around over and over again.
That's awesome.
Does somebody else want to do the night they drove down? Old Dixie down?
I'll do it, man. The night they drove Old Dixie down.
I don't know
down.
If we should both do each one.
You know what I love?
Mix it up.
Yeah. I need to talk about name calling with you. This song I have heard before.
Yep.
You know what I like about our picks, Joe?
What's that?
Is LaVon Helm, the drummer from the band, sings vocals on that song.
Yep.
And Braun from Mastodon sings vocals
good
on
point. Yep.
Crack the Sky.
Yep. Good point. Didn't even ask.
How
good
fucking
catch.
Cool is that, dude? Just didn't plan that. Man, the biggest thing for with this single, and I had heard this song times before. Joan Baez, I heard her version of shit. It's just a great song, man. It's one of those songs you can't put in to a category.
Right, yeah. It doesn't really fit with a lot
of
their stuff.
Style of music. It's in Rolling Stone's top 500 greatest songs of all time. I mean, these guys were the backing band for Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Like, Martin Scorsese did a fucking documentary about these guys.
Absolutely. The Last Waltz, right?
I loved it, too. I mean, I don't know if I've heard that particular song, but I felt like the first time I listened to it that I've heard it a million
times.
It's
just good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Because it was just one of those songs that you listen to growing up. That maybe our parents listened to,
and
it was very easy. I love the everything behind the song, the meaning and everything.
I actually remember my dad had The Last Waltz, the movie, growing up. I didn't even realize that until we just brought that up, and then they did The Last Waltz.
Oh, really?
Somebody on the podcast comment saw The Last Waltz performed in St. Augustine recently, which I wish I'd have known they were up there. That'd be fucking amazing.
Was that Lorne? I think it might have been Lorne.
Lorne who? Not Lorne Hicks.
No.
I was like, if it was Lauryn Hicks, I'd be fucking pissed if she didn't tell me.
It's just a great song.
Yeah. Just
by a great band, a well-respected band. They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They got inducted in 94.
That was perfect. I added it to my oldies. Yeah. I got a thing of oldies.
What's the song they're known for? The Wait?
The Wait.
The Wait.
Yep.
That's an amazing.
That's a fantastic song.
That's one of the greatest songs ever written.
I listen to that song constantly, but of course, for this kind of thing we were doing, that was way too common. I think that was in a commercial at one point. I was like, I'm not going
to
do that.
It's going to get tough after a while of trying to find particular songs that have enough
meaning. I don't know that it will be for
it.
Me, dude. I mean, honestly, I think I probably have 100 fucking songs I can pick from right now.
I mean, I have a ton of them, but like finding the ones that have particular meaning to them. Yeah. And sometimes I just like a song because I like it.
That's fine.
I like the band bit because it's like it's kind of old country, but it's got like the rock and roll with like that rhythm section.
Weird going
that,
in there, yeah.
It's just, it's a great song. It was a great song. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, for sure.
I like. Big there's fan. A lot of bands you could liken it to from the 70s.
Sure.
And yet it's also totally just different than all of them a little bit.
And they had a hard time breaking it. You know, they had a couple different runs at it, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
And then they hit. You know, and so they're a hard working band.
I kind of
like Josh Keel. Shout out.
There, yeah, he's grinding, dude.
Absolutely, man. Hard worker.
Hey, let's save the best for last year.
Let's absolutely fucking do it.
Did I shock you guys enough with that?
It was definitely not what I expected. Let's go that far.
Go ahead, Jeff.
To say that for sure. So Scott's choice was Queen Latifah. When you say Queen Latifah, honestly, the first thing I thought when you say Queen Latifah was like, Jesus fucking Christ, is he fucking trolling us here or what are we doing? Give me one second. I'm trying to find it on my phone.
I think that's why I picked it first because it was so weird to think of her as...
The first thing you'll notice about that song is... It's fucking hard, dude. She was fucking pissed when she sang that shit. She
went hard in the paint.
Yeah, that was no bullshit right there. Whatever it was that was fucking pissing her off was right there.
I was taken back by it.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? This one. Hold on a second. And I quote. I don't spit subliminals, no doubt. This way you don't walk around wondering who the fuck I'm talking about. I'm not tripping. I heard you ripping, but I'm also breaking bitches, sending them back to their first career, stripping. Lap dancing for 5 cents, doing VIPs to make rent. Look up, and I'm platinum, wondering where the fuck time went. This is for all those hoes who oppose my queendom and want to bring some plate. I ain't got shit else to do. Then there's a lot of N-words.
I was like, right, we're going to skip those.
We're not going to talk about that. She's talking about beating the fucking shit out of guys.
Yeah, she's just going after it.
She,
like, we the ones with the TV shows.
She lost her goddamn mind on the song, but there's a beat like a minute 20 into it. The beat completely just shifts.
Yeah.
And it's so fucking hard. Like, it was.
That's when she goes off on just this. Like, she starts pointing people out, and it's called Name Calling. Part 2.
Yeah, there's two of them. Name Calling Part 2. And it was funny because I was listening to this. I'd got my oil change, and there was a guy next to me who had his phone up watching TV but didn't have his earbuds in. I had my buds in listening to this, and I'm like, right, let me check this out. Because I'd listened to it a couple times. And I got to hear it. Let me go.
Yeah.
And that when like a minute 20 when that beat changes,
yeah,
I go, God damn it. And I said it out loud, and he looks at me, and he's like, you good? I took up my right ear, but I look at him, I go, Queen Latifah, bro, and put it right back in, and he just fucking looked at me like I was crazy. He looked at me like I was fucking crazy. He went back and said,
that's
like,
so funny,
yeah,
man.
But so funny. I didn't know what to say. Jesus Christ. But it's a good song, man.
It did the same thing to me. Yeah, like, I've heard all her, like, music, and I'm not, like, I'm a fan of hers as a person. Like, she's kind of like an Oprah-ish kind of person to me.
Let's talk about like Heavy Set and Black. We know.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Just like something
that
you just love. Oh, whatever.
No, I'm with you. Don't
not everybody loves Oprah.
She just can do no wrong. Like, Oprah has always been that person that's been everywhere, and you've never seen anything negative about the girl.
No, you look at Queen Latifah.
The only thing to make fun of her on is Stedman.
Is classy. She has a classy vibe to her. Like a queen.
She's Khadijah.
A queen vibe. And when you hear that, you're like, holy shit.
Yeah, man.
Sometimes the queen's got to take off the glass slippers, bro, and get to it.
Shout out to Queen Latifah. Yeah, you're more than welcome to come on the show.
And that's the thing, normally, like, you know, when women rap, I'm not a big fan of it. I mean, not to just my personal opinion.
I love it.
they try to act a little bit hard, but it's like, yeah, you're just a chick. But Queen Latifah, dude, she's like 6'1", 260 or some shit. She's like, she'll fuck you up.
Dude, she just, it sounds so good.
Yeah.
And it's so crisp.
There's no doubt about it.
I was surprised I liked it. I'm not going to lie.
Right, I am. That's what I was going to say.
That's what I wanted. Right. Okay, cool.
That's what I want every week.
I think I got you again this week.
Okay. Well, I got you guys too. You want to take a quick break?
Fuck yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that.
Check on these kids?
Yeah, let's do that.
I'm just loving all this chat time.
Where's your elf, Scott? Dick.
Damn, cut that shit.
Oh, it's right next to your Christmas tree.
Fucking Stevie.
It's invisible.
And I will be there all right. Are we gonna find something else? I don't ever mean it to tell ya. Can we please find something else? I don't have the will to come back, yeah.
We're a part of Shane, right?
Yeah.
We'll just hang out for opening day and shit.
Yep.
Speaking of, we're not going to spend too much time on this because it's an absolute shit league and everything anyway, but you came into first place this year in our football league.
I started 0-4.
Yeah, and you're now first place. I snuck in by beating Chad. Yeah. And guess what? I got to play him again now. First week of the playoffs.
Ugh, it's tough. Chad's got a good team.
Yeah, he's got a monster team. And the fact that I snuck through.
Russ had a good team.
Russ is still there.
I know he's got a good team.
Yeah, he's still there.
Yeah, Russ is in the playoffs.
It's a weird year when all you guys are good.
Well, we started out for shit.
Hey, that trade with Jared fucked him all year.
I know.
Remember, yes. You thought he'd go undefeated?
I really did. Well, Mahomes got hurt.
No. And logically, looking at it at the time of the trade, I would even agree with you.
Yeah.
You know, so, but for it to that just goes to show that fantasy football.
You don't know shit.
And then you guys get me all mad and trying to fucking get defensive on my trades.
Yeah.
And it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
And
you tried to kick me out of your house.
You cannot. I did. You cannot.
Because you're a cheater.
You cannot ever get me upset about fantasy football games.
But it just didn't work out in y'all's way. Y'all tried to cheat and it didn't work. That's it.
It doesn't work.
I'm just glad the cheaters didn't win.
Exactly. I learned my lesson.
Right?
And this trade is proof that you guys are full of shit.
No, that you don't know how to cheat properly.
Right, exactly.
And I love you guys. That's why I love you, because you're full of shit. Yeah. Especially Joe.
Jared's technically the only one who can run the
liquid.
League.
Yeah. Squeeze. Do not. My couch is brown. You could hide it.
I wouldn't hide it. You'd be able to smell it.
Your pants are way light brown. So.
What are we getting into now? I totally forgot, man.
I let you guys hear something on the break. And
yeah, that was pretty fucking
good. On Friday night, I got to tell this story. My dad came over, and we were sitting here eating some pizza, and I was drinking. He came up with the idea to prank one of our friends. I'm just going to say his name is Johnny.
Okay.
I've known him forever. He's just one of my favorite people. Like, since I was a kid, he's been friends with my dad, and we love him to death. We caught him at the perfect time. We caught him at the perfect time to prank him. You guys are totally distracting me.
I'm sorry. We are having a hand signal happening right now,
but I just
all right,
like,
fine.
Totally
back to Johnny.
Johnny.
Back to Johnny.
Listen, he was drinking, and we caught him at the perfect time, and this might be the best prank you guys ever... This is up there with the John Cena for me.
It's a good one.
Okay. This is way up there.
Da, da, da.
Yeah, dude. This is John Cena. Don't call me again.
I want to hear that now.
These are so much better than the one I'm going to bring up, but the one with fucking Scalzi was pretty fucking funny. Scalzi was funny.
Okay, I think we got a new, like, even Tony's.
Yeah, Tony's pretty
old. Super Troopers, dude, is great as well.
Let's go.
You ready?
Mm-hmm. Hello? Yeah, hello.
Who is this?
Yeah, I want to know who this is right now.
Who the hell are you?
Let me ask you a question. Why are you calling my girlfriend in the middle of the night?
I think you got the wrong number, buddy.
Don't make excuses, boy. You tell me who you are.
Let me tell you something.
Don't deny it, boy.
I'm a 70-year-old man.
He's 60.
You better tell me
the truth right now. I don't call women in the middle of the night.
Don't even know what I'm talking
and
about.
And if you fuck
so
with
angry
me
right now,
I
you
will
are getting
kill
me
you.
Frustrated.
And he goes in.
Come get me, boy. Come get me.
Stop yapping and listen.
Here it goes.
How long
and I will
going
kill
on
you.
You.
I'm a fucking Marine.
He's not a Marine.
Oh, really?
And I'm a fucking fifth degree black.
0 degrees.
And I will kill you.
You know what's going
you,
on.
You,
no
fucking
doubt.
Little piece of shit, fucking scumbag. Call me like this shit. I'll fucking kill you, motherfucker. You ain't never met
this shit.
It's so good.
God, that's amazing.
Pure gold.
It's yeah, it's so going to be hard to ever beat that, dude.
No, he's, gold. He's so fucking mad.
We let him stew for 20 minutes before we called. Oh. He was so, he's like, little Scotty, what's up?
It would have been funny if you waited and called him right now.
Motherfuckers. Oh, man, he's like, yeah, yeah, we got him really good that night.
So the best part about this is Scott texts Charlie and I this in a little group text we have, and neither one of us responded
neither.
For fucking days.
Like, I left.
Didn't hear it.
I thought you guys were totally had a pact that you guys weren't responding to any of my texts, because I messaged both of you independently and in the group and got
nothing. No.
I tagged you guys on Facebook and shit and got nothing.
No.
And
we just,
I was like, did I upset these guys?
It was
like,
literally
what,
no pack.
What happened?
Just,
like, what did I do to them?
We were busy, bro. Yeah,
2 days of Thanksgiving. It was like Thursday and Friday. We're running around with family shit. I didn't even fucking
deal
like with
like a bunch of boomers.
Boomers.
Damn, but yeah, I'm sorry I missed that one. I could have had 2 days listening to that in the truck.
that's a good one, man.
It's my favorite. All that's my
you
grail.
Got, you got
I just
him.
Got my grail.
You got him fucking jacked up, dude. He is fucking angry.
He's still talking about it.
Of all the shit that happens, that buddy there at the end that made that the beginning.
Fuck boy.
Oh, that's
he goes, fuck boy.
Isn't you gonna come at me in this shit or whatever? And he fucking hits it so sharp at the end.
That's awesome.
Like, yeah,
high pitched.
Fuck boy.
Perfect.
Love him, man.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was the best.
Yeah, that's classic. I like that.
Oh, dude,
that hurt.
I can't argue with that.
Hey,
good times.
Okay, you asked about the baseball card packs.
Yeah, what is that?
Basketball.
Basketball cards? Okay.
Let's open them. Let's
that?
Bust them open right now.
Let me tell you what happened
find
first.
Find out what they are.
Jesus Christ.
I was in Kentucky, and you're a collector, Charlie, and I messaged you, and I said, hey, anything on these Star Wars, anything that's on the Mandalorian that's collectible, and you're going to get something, I want in, you know, because this stuff's going to be collectible. It's awesome.
Now, you notice I responded to that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's not going to let that shit slide.
He did respond to that,
he's
actually. Like, immediately. Like, we were totally nerding out with that. So, and dude, we need to do that. I'm serious.
100%.
Like 100%.
It's already going up.
I'll
it's
do
going
the same
up.
On the comments
side
if you
and
want.
It's going up, and it's going up, and it's going up.
Oh, dude, it's all everybody's talking about online.
I know.
There's comic book artists are drawing those little Yodas.
Oh, baby Yoda toys.
On comics and stuff,
dude,
on like
crazy,
variant
man.
Covers and stuff. And, dude, it's amazing. It's so good.
Yeah, it's fire, dude. It's caught fire.
Like, oh, dude.
I love that little fucker. Rock a lot of
dude, the episodes, I watched that one Friday. It was out Friday morning.
It was a filler episode, and it was still fucking amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I know.
Loved it.
It's a great show, man.
All the way around. I can't. Dude, it's got me asking questions, and like I'm going back and watching the old ones again. I've been doing that this whole week and a half
stuff.
Off, so it's really that good.
It's a good show.
Anyway, so I go to that comic shop that I talked about, you know, and I went to the local Walmart because they have these little boxes of three comics, and if they have a certain Spider-Man in it, things worth like $20.
Really?
And it's an $8 pack of three comics, you know, so it's worth going to check and see if you can get it. Well, then I remembered, okay, I'm still waiting for the basketball cards to come out for the rookies for Zion.
Yep.
Because last year I got all the Luka, Doncic rookies. And Luka's averaging a triple-double right now.
He's not playing out of his mind.
And playing out of his mind. So just as in comics are collectible, so are baseball cards. And there's a lot of baseball, basketball, football card fans and collectors out there. They just don't go to card stores, per se, like Eric's Baseball Card Shop locally.
Eric's
was the place that we went growing up as a kid when I was in this area. But up in Kentucky, dude, they had one that was, like, amazing.
When can we open this pack of cards?
So I bought about 5 or 6 of these packs of cards, and I did pull one Zion.
Can I open this?
I had these pulled off the side for us to open.
Okay. I'm opening it right now.
There's some good rookies. To your right over there.
Oh, it's on my shelf. Okay.
Yeah, you got a little shelf over there.
I hope I don't get no fucking Orlando Magic.
Joe on the shelf.
Joe on the shelf.
Man, I ain't busted a fucking pack in a while, man.
see what we got here.
I used to love opening packs of cards, you know, and I was just going to see maybe we get some good.
This dude's last name is Bacon.
Blake Griffin, Kyrie Irving.
That's the card I want.
Fucking Jonathan Isaac.
Derrick Rose. You got an Isaac?
Yeah.
I get all the Magic cards because y'all hate Magic players.
You can have all the cards. I don't know anything about them.
I'm just for the fun of opening. The only good one I got, Karl-Anthony Towns.
Let's see if I can pronounce some of these fucking
I got an old school Hoops Charles Barkley throwback card.
Did you?
That's the only cool thing I got.
I'll trade you.
Give me the Isaac for it.
I don't know yet. Look at that Barkley.
Who the fuck is Colin Sexton?
Shut up. Oh, that's your guy.
James Harden.
I got a Kyrie.
Ugh. Burn that motherfucker.
Michael Jordan.
All right. You want this Jonathan Isaac?
Yeah. Give me an Isaac.
Is it autographed?
Dude, Fultz is he's playing better and better and better.
Give me that
Barkley.
Give me the
round mound.
Yeah, I'm collecting all the Magic cards, so thank you.
Oh yeah, you can have. They'll be worth absolutely. Oh,
and you see my Mandalorian pops over here?
I do.
Who's Tremont Waters?
Kill.
Nobody knows.
No,
and then I got a gold Yoda. See the gold Yoda? Is he any cool?
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Oh, and you showed me the Zoltar. Did you get it by any chance?
No, I
should have said to get
it. I left the store. I took the picture, and I was going to, and then Riley distracted me with something with the Chucky dolls. He always, Chucky, Dad, Chucky. And then we went into the bookstore, and I sent the picture, and I just.
They're sold out.
Are they really?
Yeah. And I found one on eBay for $15, so I went ahead and bought one. Because, you know, Zoltar, right? Yeah. Well, we were at.
Dude, he got a Karl Malone throwback.
There you go.
Did he? Karl Malone knows.
He got a joke.
You remember Karl Malone knows with what's his name?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
Me and Alan Matroni.
More like live beaties.
Me and Alan Matroni used to mimic that. We'd get real drunk and we'd just Karl Malone knows.
You know what collectible Funko Pop I want? I want the fucking. I want the one you guys
that's
put out today.
Keyboard.
Charlie sent us
when he's on the keyboard.
Fucking Ice Cube.
The Ice Cube one.
Yeah, that's the one I want. It was a good day.
I got the Notorious B.I.G. one.
I got him, too. Is it the one with the crown?
Oh, shit.
No, he's got the yellow Biggie jersey on.
I got the one where he's got the fucking crown. And that's like opened up in my garage.
But I want the Ice Cube one. And we got to get that big Yoda one. Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
Dude, that thing's going to cost a fucking
fortune. We have an inside person at Target, and we tried to like hit her up on text. They're like, let us know what we got to do to be first in line. Maybe put a VIP thing up front and put our names reserved for. So we can just show up, go in, get our Yodas, and get out.
She sends you back an eggplant emoji.
Middle finger to us. She ain't helping us. She values her job over us.
You know what? I like her. I don't even know her, but I like her.
I mean, Charlie's been like, hook me up a Larkin. Get this.
Yeah, but
deal.
I'm good, man. Because I don't play that game. I don't like putting people in that fucking seat. That's why I've never talked to her about it.
I know, but like. Yeah. I don't play that game. Like, we have our thing. I'm like,
she has
I
to do
you.
That. Yeah, she
but
has.
Now, but forever for me, I got to troll her on it. Okay. Try.
Well, I don't know her like that. Yeah. Now she's going to look at me like I'm a dick every time I go to Target.
She's going to, like, she's security. She's all that shit.
She stuck to her guns and she burned you. She's 100% for me.
Why would I be worried
she's
about
family, man.
Security?
Top notch. One of my favorite people.
Why would I worry about security at Target? I don't do anything.
Yeah, we know about you.
Not dude, stealing bath
I
bombs.
Went trying to find those Star Wars guys there. They only have the $19 ones.
No, they don't have any Mandalorians there.
There's Mandalorians at Target in Titusville right now.
A Black Series?
Yeah.
There's not a Mandalorian Black Series at Target right now. I'll bet you $50.
No, you're right. They're just the Star Wars ones.
Yeah, that's they right. are.
Yeah.
They're Finns and Kylo Rens and Reys. And...
We went through and looked at them all.
Yeah. All right, well, that's enough of that.
Whatever.
So what are we doing next? What do we got
I
next?
I had to nerd out.
You want to go to our next pick songs? You want to do something else off the internet? What
yeah,
we
let's
got
pick
some Facebook
songs.
Stuff.
Well, we had to pick songs, and I think while we're picking songs, I think we need to talk about the group post.
The group post? Well, there's some good stuff going on there.
Because we kind of, I don't know if
I
forgot about that.
Okay, so I posted, favorite Christmas song, I'll go King Diamond, No Presents for Christmas. Just kidding, but kind of. Not. Give me Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
I can't argue with that.
Love that song.
It's a good one.
Lauren Johnson, favorite Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas? God, I remember that. That shows our age.
Yeah.
Joe Miller, best song Christmas in Hollis.
By Run DMC.
It's a great song.
It's a great song.
Also, the worst song is also anything Brian Mariah
Carey. Yeah, Mariah Carey.
Yeah,
horrible,
I put
bro.
Christmas song you hate, Mariah Carey, all every
hate,
single one.
I thought that was going to be my choice. I hate all Mariah
That's
Carey.
That's so right.
Oh, it's so bad.
Despise
Christmas
it.
Songs. Narnar Banks put none, all... shit is straight terrible because he's cooler than everybody.
I hate I hate all of the singers that replay Christmas songs. And try to do it their way.
Shout out to Rick Franklin, Christmas in Dixie by Alabama.
Oh.
Right? Shauna Thomas said Mariah Carey Christmas is bleh, but I'll take anything by Sinatra or Burl Ives.
Yeah, Sinatra Christmas you gotta love, dude. Man, you gotta appreciate that.
Sinatra is legit.
Yes.
He can
Sinatra's
do it.
Sinatra's amazing.
He's phenomenal.
Yep. He is phenomenal. I'll give you that.
Kathy,
hey, do you know where I've got the phenomenal from?
Nope, but nobody cares. Kathy
Fighter
Hughes,
and the Kid.
Kathy Hughes Bukowski.
Those motherfuckers say phenomenal every 5 minutes.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas,
yeah,
Kathy.
Very nice. She's got some.
Chad Cook did Blue Christmas by the King.
You gotta love Blue. Who?
I don't. I hate it.
Do you?
It's fucking stupid.
No way, dude. That's the King, bro. That's Elvis, bro.
I don't like Elvis, man.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate Elvis for what he was.
I don't know. Whatever.
Elvis bridges the gap, bro.
I get shit on all the time because I'm not an Elvis guy. Yeah. And then, of course, Nardar Banks, Scally, oh, I recant. That's a listenable song. Get the fuck out. You're stupid. Rachel Andrew, Christmas song by Nat King Cole.
Yeah, that was good.
And Wham, Last Christmas.
Oh,
nice. Dude, mine was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, dude.
Of course it was.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
She put her worst is Mariah Carey or anything by the Chipmunks.
Yeah.
Everybody hates Mariah Carey. Why is it so fucking popular?
She's terrible.
She's so bad.
I don't know, bro. Because I think, like, our moms
sounded
all loved
drunk
it.
Drunk singing it.
Ugh, it's so fucking bad, dude.
Terrible.
But, yeah, that's our...
that's our Christmas stuff. And I'm are you guys excited at all for Christmas, like, spirit season? You guys into it at all
yet?
Yeah,
man. Yeah.
I am, too. I've already
We've already gone and looked at... Obviously, Scott hasn't done anything in his house.
All I want for Christmas is my two front.
We've already gone and looked at Christmas lights.
That's great.
Yeah, we're good to go, man. We're ready.
Yeah, I saw that the town rallied and got the lights going up over there in Lanier Park, huh?
Yeah.
Dude, that is that's
amazing. That's a huge thing to talk about.
Like, I'm in the group over there. I think I'm gonna
try
to get over there.
You
this
don't
weekend.
Even put decorations up at your house now. Why would you be in that group?
You know what?
No, I don't put decorations up the very next day and then start texting all my podcast friends. We should do Christmas photos together, guys. Like, I'm really in the spirit right now.
Well,
like,
I'd love
you're
to do
way
a,
too skinny and happy.
I'd love to do a
you
Christmas
have all this
picture
fucking,
here.
All the weight that you lost, it just turned into like fucking Christmas spirit.
Where's
over
your
here.
Kid's elf?
Fucking Jesus Christ, man.
Your son's in there crying.
You're metabolizing
don't have a fucking
Christmas
elf.
Spirit over here.
Yeah. Your kid don't have an elf. He's crying.
He's crying.
Your elf's out there selling ass
probably
on the fucking elf freeway.
Joe's kids are probably beating my kid up in there.
Jeez. I know Joe's kids have got an elf.
Oh, yeah, goddamn right.
Real,
Chauncey.
Real
Chauncey.
Dick move.
Oh, Chauncey, baby. Chauncey.
I love that name, dude.
Chauncey don't play, man.
Chauncey is
Stevie's
a good
pretty
name.
Cool, man. I think Stevie would like Chauncey.
Do you guys, songs for next week, man? Do you guys have a pick?
I do, actually. Dude, I'll go into it real quick by saying this. I won't rabbit hole it, of course, but.
No.
One of the things I do with my boys is we sit in like the bedroom at night. We'll go in my room, lay in bed, turn all the lights off, and we'll play.
Whoa.
We'll play a like a roulette type thing. You know, it came obviously from playing with Chad. Some of us have played roulette before. I'm like, dude,
Deer Hunter, man.
Tell me
real,
what you want to hear,
deal.
Bro. Tell me what you want to hear. And we kind of mix it up. So a lot of these songs are going to spawn off stuff I played with that. But I'm happy to play along. I'll go first. My selection this week for songs that have to be heard.
And do a post about it.
Yeah, I will. Set it up right now. Is James Taylor. Mm. Album is Mudslide Slim.
Okay.
Close Your Eyes. Okay?
Okay.
That one's one for me. You know, about 5 years ago or so, I went through a pretty standard divorce. Nothing out of the ordinary, but it does involve child splitting, child sharing time.
Mm.
And one of the hardest things for me was being without my kids. Big surprise, right?
Yeah, man.
So this is one of those songs that we would listen to at night before bed. And it's got a lot of meaning to me. It's a really good song for me personally. I hope everybody enjoys it.
Oh, James Taylor.
Damn, dude, you went like real hard there first.
And, dude, I'm telling you, I could do 100 of these, man. I love
you like
all
got
this
the
crazy
story
stuff.
Behind and everything. Yeah. That
I'm
was
gonna
good.
Throw I'm gonna throw it over to Scott. I don't want to follow that.
Dude, I don't either, dude.
Scott,
I'm
it's on
bombing.
You.
You just set me up for the fucking bomb.
It's
right
on
here.
You, Scott.
Jesus. Okay.
This song's by Foxy Brown.
this is just two of my favorite rappers independently. Black Star. Okay, it's
okay.
Mos Def is who's my
yep,
number one. And Talib Kweli. They had a group called Black Star for a while. And one of my favorite songs, it's not my favorite that they did, but this one I think just kind of I want you guys to listen to this song. I think it's something I hope you haven't heard before. It's called Respiration.
Okay. And I don't think.
When I first started even doing podcasting, I'm like sitting there trying to learn how to do an intro and everything. And I use their instrumental to try to help teach me because I love their beat so much. That's what I was kind of trying to like mimic or try to find out how I could do something like that myself. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't know, man. I love them. And it was something I think you guys might like.
Okay.
I think it'll surprise you. Nice. It has a meaning to it and everything too. It's
I appreciate that. Yeah.
It's just their perspective on their society, and it's done in a pretty smart and intelligent way.
Cool.
That's all I'll say.
Yeah, wrong with that at all, but
I'm down. Let's see, man.
Save that and read that.
I'm gonna go. That's too many lyrics.
I highlighted what you need to read. Next pages.
I can't do that. Well, this is like a assignment. This isn't one song, is it?
Yeah, it's one song, but no, that. You just need to read the comments. That it gives you a perspective of what the song's about.
Okay.
It's just a summary.
All right.
So what was the name of that song? Black Star was the song? I'm going to put it on here.
Respiration.
That's a lot of lyrics. I'm going to make this real easy for you guys this week since I went a little heavy with the Mastodon topic-wise about suicide and stuff.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, buddy.
This song is just my all-time favorite punk song.
There you go.
My all-time favorite punk record. It's by Agent Orange, Everything Turns Gray.
Nice.
It's 2 minutes. Okay. It's amazing. I kind of want to do 2 songs because Bloodstains is on that album too, and that's 2 minutes, so it'd be 4 minutes.
Okay.
But I'm...
You can do that.
Yeah. Agent Orange, Everything Turns Gray.
Makes it fucking change.
No. Don't do rules. Bloodstains. It's just about living for today, man.
Hell yeah.
That's it. And it's punk rock as fuck. I think it's from... 1981.
Okay.
And they did a reissue in 92. They're the first skate punk band ever.
Okay.
Like when all that shit was breaking in California, Agent Orange, Minutemen, those bands were what represented that scene.
Okay. I've heard the names.
Yeah.
But
and they still tour.
But did I hear them through like the old CKY2K videos?
Agent Orange? I'm sure.
Were they like friends of that?
The Can't Kill Yourself guys and stuff? Maybe.
They were in the old Vision streetwear skate videos of the 80s.
Okay.
That's how the Pal Peralta videos, the VHS tapes.
Gotcha.
That's how long they've been
okay.
on. But them, Adolescence, all that. And it was kind of hard for me to... That album, this album, Living in Darkness, is my... Like Blink-182, Green Day, all these fucking bands owe everything to Agent Orange.
Gotcha.
So the songs, everything turns great. It's 2 minutes.
Turns great.
When did you, Charlie, first get into listening to punk music and enjoying it? And what made that happen? Like, what sparked it?
You want to know the first punk band I liked?
Yeah.
And people will argue this with me, was Bon Scott AC/DC. Like, Dirty DC.
Yeah.
To me, that was fucking punk rock.
Oh, yeah. AC/DC was badass.
And then I heard one of the first punk was Agent Orange and Black Flag.
Okay,
there you go.
And I had a cousin that was a little older than me that turned me on to all this shit.
Okay.
So I'd be like Ozzy Osbourne, Metallica, Slayer, Anthrax, and then I heard the punk rock, and I was like, holy shit.
Isn't Black Flag coming?
Yeah, I'm going. I already got tickets.
When is that?
I don't know. It's in
a couple months.
It's in January.
Oh, okay, it's
in January.
Next month, all right.
Mike Valley, the professional skateboarder.
Oh, I love him.
He's a lead singer of Black Flag now.
What, is he really?
Yes.
Dude, I got his DVDs. Yeah. When he got in the fight, his greatest hits
and
all that.
They're playing in Melbourne, bro.
Yeah, like, they're like right here, yeah.
I have his DVD of all his top 10 fights that have been recorded.
It's in
Melbourne. His fist fights.
It's in Melbourne.
Is it? Oh, dude.
Right down there?
Yeah.
You're down there half time anyway. Walk the bridge.
Ben's going.
Go to the show.
Okay, Ben's going.
When is it? You know Ben's going.
I don't know. I'll check in a little
bit. Sometime mid-January or something.
But you can have Willie Nelson. I'm going to Black Flag.
No, let's do Black Flag.
You're going to go to Willie?
Willie might not play, man.
Yeah, Willie ain't going to make it.
I don't think he's going to.
Maybe a Christmas wish.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I don't want to say
that.
Did
I miss something?
He was on the award ceremony.
I was talking to the old guy at the comic place, and that's something I brought up. Like, we might be going to see Willie because he brought Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, I don't know if he's going to make it. And he got me doubting it.
I don't know. Man, that sucks.
I could be totally wrong. I hope I'm wrong.
It's in February or whatever.
He's
so
hurting, man.
Still some time. That sucks.
But yeah, let's do that. Hey, I'm glad you said that.
Black Flag.
Okay.
Mike Valley.
CKY, the band.
Mm-hmm. Love them.
Okay. You love them. How do you know about them through CKY2K and all the videos that Bam did?
Yes.
That's how you know about CKY?
Yep. See, I saw them live
and
with Clutch.
Okay.
And then, like right at the same time I started seeing the Bam Margera and all that shit.
Okay. Bam Margera, like that old CKY
is
stuff.
He alive still?
Yeah, but
he looks like shit. Well, I think he's doing better a lot now. Better. Yeah,
Listen.
Got a shit.
Before they were on MTV and all that stuff, is I forget who turned me on to it, but someone turned me on to it getting a CKY video. I think I was going to getting DVDs online.
Yeah, those videos are great.
And
dude.
I found some funny video on break.com or some weird thing and kind of linked me up and I found them or something. Yeah. So I buy the DVD, then I buy a Steve-O video, then CKY 2K, CKY 3, CKY 4.
Right.
Now, exactly. Now I have all the movies. I have everything that all of them have done.
Yep.
And the Mike Vallely is fucking epic, bro.
Oh, dude.
He's telling Mike Vallely, he's telling the stories of his fights, and I saw all these fights.
He would fight everybody.
On CKY2K, they're at a gas station, and there's bus driver, just fucking punks. He gets off the bus, you know. Bus driver's like, hey, these little punk white guys over here trying to mess with you or whatever. Yeah. He just goes over and kicks all three of their asses,
dude. Yeah, that shit was fun, man.
And they put the perfect audio behind it, and then they catch him later going, you guys got that on video, didn't you? And they're like, fuck yeah, we did. You know what I mean? So that, like, but that whole CKY2K fucking with your friends and videotaping
that was
and
good
everything,
shit, man. There was a lot of fun in that.
That opened me up more, I think, to the punk scene and liking the music because they played some weird hardcore shit.
Oh, yeah, they
played
Turbo Negro.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Turbo Negro and Black Flag and Adolescence.
And I loved all of it, dude. Yep. And, like, they even some of the other guys did their own songs. Like, they had the Mustard Guy or whatever.
Yeah, Raekyon.
Raekyon's the man, dude.
Mustard Man, that was great.
It's fucking awesome.
Did you ever see Haggard?
Yeah, dude. I even got the movie.
Yeah, so do I. I have it at the house. I was like,
that's a great movie, dude.
With the mountain bike made of diamonds, with the reverse microwave and shit. That was great, dude.
Dude, all the pranks and the skits and
it's the same.
Like when they're
shit.
Kicking the footballs and then they're getting in arguments with fucking cars and neighbors and
renting
whoever.
Those rental cars, taking out the $10 insurance and then fucking just destroying
it all day.
Good times.
Yeah, that was a.
So that's why I asked, and the CKY stuff got me into punk and liking it a little bit. So, you know, then I got into the Nature Kids.
Yeah,
I heard about them, which
like
is more like a local
Beastie Boys type thing.
They were trying to say
but
Limp
Beastie
Bizkit,
Boys
but
were
a lot better.
Beastie
you know?
Boys were punk rock as fuck back in the day.
Oh yeah,
and oh dude, that summer in Kentucky, I was like 15 or 16. I got to go hang out with that guy Mark and them that I know in Kentucky. I got to do that live band thing with in the barn. Talked about in previous episodes. They turned me on to the Beastie Boys, and
love Beastie Boys.
Nonstop, dude. I love them.
Yeah,
you know, that, right? What's up?
So what's up? What are our plans for the weekend? Anything crazy?
I don't know. I could do a show even. Like, I know you tried to hit up the weekend before I was leaving.
I don't have anything crazy going on. Sunday's my birthday.
Okay.
But, I mean, I'm 41 fucking years old. What am I going to do for my birthday?
Do you want to do a joke ask?
Do some laundry.
You want to host?
See how we do something.
Come over here and you host, and we'll sit over there. And
I'm actually thinking about taking the boys to the Bucks game, Bucks Colts game at 1.
Patricia's going. Go with her dad.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, nice. she's going with her dad, so it's gonna be me and the kids on Sunday.
I think Saturday morning we might do a little fishing. Might go out and haul over and let the boys catch some stuff out there. I heard
nice.
One of the guys, the new guy starting to work with me, is a young guy, big fisher. I was in. She said fucking snook and red running heavy right next to the cold water and shit.
I'd be down to do that.
Yeah,
I'd be down.
We'll probably get up
fishing
Saturday morning. You know what we could even do? We could walk over the bridge and back and then drive out there.
Shut the fuck.
Watch me. I'll do it. I'm not going to jog. I'm going to walk
it. You have little dribbles of poo the whole way.
Jog it.
I'll cork it.
Yeah.
I got no worries.
Ain't no corking if you had what I had, homeboy.
I don't think I've got that, dude. Honestly, I think I just went too hard Saturday and my fucking poor goddamn intestines are just not handling it anymore.
Your body's fucking failing you.
I'll tell you right
41.
Now. Listen to this. No drink December. I'm not drinking in December.
Boomer.
Tell you right now.
It's the holidays.
Wait a minute.
I just
hold on.
Me.
Hold on.
I'm not going to drink in December. I have another drink.
I don't believe this.
Watch me.
I don't believe it.
I haven't had a sip of alcohol in over a week. I didn't even drink on Thanksgiving.
So you sound like you're drunk right now.
It's not alcohol.
What are you doing this week?
So.
Rubbing alcohol.
What do you got going on?
I might match you on that.
Yeah, what do you got going on this week?
Yeah. Why are you trying to, like, we're
because you're
to
fucking doing your thing.
Yeah. You're not allowed to enjoy yourself, Scott. Listen up.
Jesus Christ. Follow some fucking.
Don't talk about anything you want to. What's wrong with you?
What are you doing this weekend?
Nothing.
Eating quesadillas?
That's awesome.
Whatever you tell me to do.
really?
Whatever suits you,
is it
skinny
salty
boy.
How true is this?
As long as I just don't have to keep up with you running.
I'm not running.
You'll run.
I am.
Those legs are built for running.
I'm going to run tomorrow.
The legs of a thoroughbred.
Oh, look at this. Put that on the phone.
Look at all the energy he has now.
Hold on, Russ.
Oh, man, nice.
Here, get this going. Let's get you on there, buddy.
Welcome to the Thunderdome.
Russell.
What's up, boys?
What's up, baby?
What are you doing? You pooping?
Not anymore.
No?
Day ain't over yet.
How'd it go? Let's talk about it.
Yeah, everything come out okay?
Everybody.
Thanks, God. I want to be able to hear the other boys today, the other guys today.
We can't hear us? You can't hear us talking?
Either way. I can't hear Jobin.
Well, hello there. How you doing?
There he comes.
What up? How you doing?
How the playoffs?
Yeah, man. Looking pretty good.
How's it feel?
You wouldn't know, would you?
There you go.
You saw what I did, right? I ruined Jared's chances to make the playoffs.
How is that?
I brought down my friend with me because he made that trade with me.
The old cheating sabotage.
Remember when they cheated, but it didn't
work
out?
He has not won a game since that trade.
Yeah, he has.
I think he won his last game. It was like the first one he's won.
I was pretty skittish last night because I like made a couple stupid moves trying to go big because Jared had like a monster of a team that I thought might have a chance of blowing up. And thank goodness Delvin, you know, spilled the beans. And my tight end here came in for me, so I'm like, I want to say to Jared, I love you, but.
Charlie, thank you for helping me in the other league too.
Yeah. Did I win?
Oh, you did, I'm sure.
You did not.
What?
I know. I hardly looked at it either, man. I'm in the playoffs in the other league if it makes you feel any better, Russ.
Oh, yeah. Well, you play unless you're retarded or what?
No, he cheated.
Yeah, the full-on cheat league.
I did
cheat. You cheated again, didn't you?
Yeah, I got third place.
Yeah, man. I was 0-4, and now I'm in first place. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think.
Dude, the most impressive has been Charlie's team.
Yeah.
And
you were consoling me, dude.
He won like 7 straight, bro, or 8 straight, maybe.
It's something crazy.
You were consoling me 5 weeks into the season. You're like, man, you won it last year. You're good. Fucking, you'd be all right.
I think after 4 weeks, all four of us were 0-4.
Dude, it was four weeks
that
ago.
That is true.
I said,
yeah.
Charlie.
0-4 and 1 out.
I gave you that text, and I said, Charlie, I will keep doing what you're doing, man. Whatever you're doing on the waiver wires, fucking keep doing it. And it was kind of like a pipe dream. I didn't know. That was when you had 4 in a row. I didn't know you were going to win 8 in a row.
Yeah. Neither did I, dude.
Just raging.
So Russ coached you on your team to get you to the playoffs.
It was all Russ.
Yeah, exactly. Credit where credit's due,
thanks
bro.
Thanks for supporting him in his journey.
Thank you, Russell.
Yeah, I just like to see people do positive things, man. I just like, he's doing good. Yeah.
He's not like you. He's not like you, Scott. You negative.
Have you been running
dick.
As much as he has? You sound like it.
He had a laughable team. And he turned it all around.
And I traded Julio Jones.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
Who hasn't scored a touchdown in 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Don't
man,
matter,
geez.
Dude.
No,
he still puts up some points. He still puts up points.
He put up 60 in one week and then nothing for 5.
Yeah, it's a clog in your lineup, dude. I fucking hate having him.
Oh, yeah. Guys are, you son of a bitch. You drop Sammy Watkins. I'm like, oh, he's going to blow up this week. I got a feeling.
Nice.
He got me a goose egg.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah. Goose.
Oh, I'm never picking up anything off of your team, bro.
I can't wait till the draft next year.
Are you going to be there or not?
Well, I mean, it depends on if it's actually a draft or not.
It really isn't a draft. What we're going to do is we're going to have a draft. We're going to schedule everybody to be there, and then we're just going to fuck it all up and do like we did this year again.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
We should.
It was a bad draft.
It wasn't a draft. The draft was amazing. That shit we did when we went to Beef O'Brady's, that was a fucking nightmare. That had nothing to do with the draft. Nothing happened there.
I showed up in crutches and everything for that bullshit.
It's true you did.
Then I had to come here all angry.
I still had a good time.
Yeah,
because
you
showed up
hammered at Joe's house. I was trying to get a leak set up, and I was trying to get all of you guys. We were all arguing. I'm like, fuck everybody.
We were talking about getting a plate of fucking Scott wings.
Yeah.
The fucking
that's right.
chicken
yeah,
wings
right.
broken half.
That's right.
Busted wing. That's right. That was a good time.
I think I had to help you into the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did, actually.
This help you out.
It's the only person I've seen on crutches for plantar fasciitis.
Motherfucker. Shit hurt like a motherfucker.
Yeah. That was amazing.
It was shocking when you see him without the crutches. You're like, what?
Yeah, he's walking.
Oh, you mother. I'm cutting that out of this. That's not allowable.
No way.
Scott's healthy and walking upright?
Yeah. Run over there and push him over.
I just don't ever want to see you because every time I see you, I'm fucking injured.
No.
It's always
fucking like broken that. Knees.
It's always weakened feet. At Bernie's with Scott. So he's fucking dead. People are dragging him around. So what's up, man? Everything good? You guys got that house ready for Christmas or what?
Bro, it looks like Santa farted a bunch of elf shit all over the place, dude. Yeah, it looks like elves puked up candy canes and fizzle dicks and all kinds of stuff all over here.
Yeah, is it cool if Scott brings the kids by? Because he ain't doing any of that here, apparently.
Yeah. Scott didn't decorate.
Dude, did you decorate the day after Thanksgiving like these fucks?
Actually, that's supposed to be the way you do it. So we didn't do
anything really?
Outside.
No, he's got two kids, Russ. He don't need to decorate.
Yeah, exactly. That's ridiculous.
What are you supposed to do it if you have kids?
Not this guy.
Apparently not according to these rules.
I got blow up fucking all kinds of snowman and all kinds of shit.
You don't even love your kids. You hear what
he's pointing to his attic saying how he's got decorations up there.
They're up there.
They're up there,
well,
man.
Put the kids up there then.
That'd be done tonight if you guys fucking record Wednesday like we're supposed to. Fucking phone's blowing up.
The attic. If he crawled up in the attic, you know he'd come down with a broken knee or a broken ankle or something.
I feel like those little steps are going to break at some point.
The little fucking
wait till I leave,
makeshift
okay?
ladder.
That ladder sucks, bro.
Those neon candy canes were so heavy. I blew my knee out.
Fucking stabbed in the fucking abdomen with a fucking globe fucking candy cane.
Man, he's going to hurt himself for real now.
Did y'all do any like Black Friday shopping or anything like that? Anything crazy going on?
Nope.
Nah, bro. I sat on my couch on my phone and spent like $1,500.
Had marshmallows in their fucking hot chocolates and fucking.
Yeah, I was hanging out, dude. We didn't do shit. We were putting.
I was hanging over.
I was putting up decorations for my children because I love them so much.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Charlie's got like fucking 20 blow ups in his front yard. I seen that.
My kids enjoy that, man. I like to make my kids happy.
All in like you know, height.
Yeah, that's because you're a good father, Charlie. Yeah. You're a good father.
I guess
fucking
I should have just left them all in the attic
here and shit.
That's right, man. I went out and put a 9-foot brand new real tree up the weekend before Thanksgiving. Jeez. That one's Saturday.
What a good dad, Joe.
Yeah. Actually, I saw.
Shit himself ever since.
What's her name? Ashley Bowen. You know Ashley Bowen?
I don't.
She worked with me at Domino's. She was one of the moms at IRC. I actually saw her at Lowe's, and they were going to try and put their tree, this 9-footer, on top of this like SUV. I was like, dude, I'll put it in the truck and follow you to the house. Like, don't do that. So I ran up and dropped it off for him. My good deed of the day.
That's cool.
Bro, I can't hear a thing Jovan just said.
Sorry. I was half looking to the left because Evan just came in, and I was like, what, we good here? What? And also because I never put my mouth on the microphone.
Russ, no, Joe's kids are the only ones that come out and misbehave.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you got going on this
Evan, yeah. That's
a terrible Evan is doing. Like, he's just over here just misbehaving.
No, they're flicking everybody off. Uncle Russ is on the phone.
Be nice, man.
You did the eye thing with the little eyebrows.
Hey, there's a store, dude. We went up to we went out to Orlando for the first time in like 4 years. Oh, and we're out here in this freaking, we're coming back out of the Cheesecake Factory and shit.
Dude, good choice.
Park a lot.
See Charlie running down 50?
No.
Jesus,
we come by the truck, dude, and this chick smashes in to the front end of the truck. You know how you're pointed into another vehicle?
Really?
So this chick just smashes into the front of the truck. And I'm like, whoa, what the hell, dude? And Maria jumps out of the way. You know, she almost got hit because the truck is, like, moving back. I'm like, whoa. And she backs up. She's, like, apparently intoxicated on something, man. And she drives back. Smashes into the truck again.
What the fuck?
I said, what the hell is going on, dude? I run around to the side. I go, lady, what the hell? I go, hey. I go, whoa. I go, hey, turn the keys off. You should not be driving. She's like, mind your own business. I go, you just hit the truck. You know? And she's like, whoa, I'm sorry. She goes, don't call the cops. Don't call the cops.
She's
like,
fucked up.
What? I said, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Jacked up, dude. I said, well, what do you got?
What? What do you got?
She gave me $500, a pair of Jordans, and a blow-up Santa Claus, dude.
No shit? And you took it?
I freaking took it. All right,
that's awesome.
What size was the blow up?
She backed up. Her friend's helping her back up, and she took off down the parking lot, and like zigzagging and making all kinds of
amazing
ruckus and noise and shit. I go, but the funny part is, it wasn't even my truck.
Oh, no way. Are you fucking serious, dude?
Oh, he's fucking with you.
Fuck. Damn, I thought that was real, man.
I mean, good. It was Dieter Strupp.
We're cutting that out.
Damn.
What?
I thought you had a good one.
What? That's a good one.
Unbelievable.
I like that one.
That was good, man. You had
a singer, brother.
I was
all the
in.
Way across.
I was
you were
in.
All there.
Hey. Yeah, Cheesecake Factory, bro.
Cheesecake Factory.
Macaroni good. And cheese balls, son. They're amazing.
Oh, my God.
All right.
That place is so awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, shit. Archie Williams, Dropkick Murphys, The Season Upon Us.
Oh, that's a good Christmas song. What's your favorite Christmas song, Russ?
I don't know. I'll tell you this.
Mariah Carey?
Child,
Mariah Carey?
Me and my sister would literally listen to, like, the Elvis Christmas record.
That's another
go,
one.
Dude. Elvis Christmas is good, bro.
And my grandma's record player.
That's yeah. another
and
one.
I believe Johnny Cash has a song or two.
Yeah, he might. Has to, right?
It's not like Happy Holidays or anything like that, but I think he's got, like, two decent Christmas songs, but yeah, it'd have to be the King's album, dude. His Christmas yeah. album.
Chad said the same thing.
Yeah. Chad went with the King, Blue Christmas.
Yeah.
Can't argue with that, man. Cannot argue
it's
with that.
It's kind of traditional, you know? It's just
yeah,
like, you
that.
Hear your grandparents listening to that stuff all the time, and you grow up on it, and you keep doing it, you know? It's, you know? Good yeah. memories and stuff. It's decent. Dude had an amazing voice.
It's a
Scott Geiger likes the guy's hips, so.
You got these guys over here looking at pictures that Scott took of Charlie's legs.
Scott's taking pictures of my fucking legs, dude.
He painted his toenails, and they're pink.
The elves painted my fucking toenails.
Elf,
I'm
bro.
Pretty sure that was his probably his son.
I needed a show picture for the episode.
Man, we got that one.
Well, that's just part of the more Christmas decorations I put out, and you didn't, you fucking terrible
everybody
father.
Everybody can see your wonderful calves.
The elf on the shelf did it?
Yeah.
That's it, bro.
Yeah. Patricia left the fucking elves out with fucking nail polish and said, paint daddy's toenails. So the fucking elves, oh, fucking, that was so smart, man.
That was it, bro.
She's such a bitch.
Nice.
That was pretty. That's next level.
That was a good. That was a good
mad respect.
I'm gonna get her back.
Mad respect.
I can't say what I'm gonna do, but it's on.
Look, what's the coolest thing you've done with Help Michelle so far?
I don't fucking know. I'm
yeah.
so sick of it, dude.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Have you done
man.
The little poop drops in the toilet?
Yeah,
and all
I've
that.
Done that. Marshmallow bath and all that bullshit. Like,
so 2 years ago,
I'm over it. I can't stand it.
Yeah, now we just like keeps bringing him toys and shit like here.
When are
here,
our kids
here.
Gonna know? Like, when are they finding out?
I don't know. Ava's gonna be fucking 30 and still thinking this shit.
Yeah,
well,
I hope they never fucking find out.
We were at Target yesterday, and Allie was telling Silas talking about how
her daddy didn't get the elf this year.
It's all legit. Yeah. Like, yeah. She was just making sure Silas understood it.
Even though daddy hasn't given us Christmas yet, it's real.
Dude, we were fucking talking on the way here. Jack wants Pokemon cards that don't even fucking exist. And he's
I've
like,
never
Santa
seen two grown men so excited for fucking Christmas.
I love it,
Thanksgiving.
Dude. Yeah.
I love living
yeah.
vicariously
I don't get in the
through my children.
Until like
exactly.
2 weeks before, man. Give me 2 weeks before. I'll have the hay. I'll do the hay rides with the kids the night before. Okay. We do a whole thing.
Sure you do.
But
where did the hay ride at?
We'll go do it in Lantern Park.
Lantern Park?
Yeah, we'll take the trip, my trailer. We'll just throw a bunch of hay in the back and throw some lights on it, and then we'll just drive through, throw some music in it, and just drive through Lantern Park.
Nice.
There you
that's
go.
Cool.
Yes, yeah, so if anyone wants to ride.
Okay.
I usually get a crew of family.
Oh, okay, cool.
You have to be there on Christmas Eve
Christmas
at 9 o'clock
light.
At night.
Yeah,
it's the only time he celebrates.
Derek lives over there, so we'll go over to Derek's house, yeah. and then we'll park out in front of there and then just ride out and do the thing for a little bit.
Have a couple whiskey drinks.
That's cool.
See what's happening.
Sounds fun.
I'll be the driver.
There you go.
Couple hot toddies in the buggy.
A hot toddy.
Well, cool, man.
Coco.
What?
That's it.
All right, brother. Well, I'll get up with you this weekend, man.
It's almost my bedtime.
Yeah, great,
we're,
great,
we're gonna wrap
there,
here.
Buddy. Great
hey, man, sorry I missed you earlier, brother. I was at where the hell were
that's
we?
True story, bro.
I was at Beef O'Brady's with the kids when you
actually,
called.
I got to switch it up to like Target, make it more believable, huh?
Yeah.
No, I believe you went to the cheesecake.
No, you sold.
You're a cheesecake guy.
You sold us because all we thought about was cheesecake the whole time. So keep that.
Yeah,
that
that's
was
what
good.
You did.
Cheesecake Factory. That's all I thought about. Like, what did you get?
Yeah, keep that.
Love the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
Bang bang chicken and shrimp.
All right, man.
Hi, brothers.
Hi, babe.
Have a good weekend.
Take care. Later. For real. Have a good holiday.
I'm in love, man.
Fucking guy.
There you go, man. Always good to hear from old Russ. Old Uncle Russ.
Yeah, it was.
Russ loved kids.
All right, I think that's pretty much it. Like,
man, I think
I do think we need to talk at some point about like some charity stuff.
I would like to. Yeah. Our next episode, maybe we'll kind of make that.
I got
more
the picture
focus
for the show.
Oh, fuck! No, that's not the picture of the show. Holy,
let me see it.
No, Charlie. No, dude. No,
that's a good one though.
No. Neither is the one you took.
No,
you
dude.
Slick son of a bitch.
No, no.
So it's like basically, if you use his toes, he's gonna hit you with that bad boy.
Bad angle too.
Like the up. Like every chick wants to be down. He's going up.
That's so fucked up, dude.
Yeah. Well,
I think you may have even like expanded it a little bit.
So I say we take a good picture, huh?
No.
I want a picture, Jeff.
You know, pictures you want.
Selfie of Jeff.
You know, right here.
I want to give another one, Scott.
All right, I'm into this shit.
Daisy's in a tube top, screaming from the top of her lungs. This all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor, he's screaming for more. I see you're gonna be alright. Daisy's in a tube top, screaming from the top of her lungs. This all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor, he's screaming for more. I see you're gonna be alright.
That shit's killer! Oh, dude, that was awesome!